Hello there. My name is Oscar, calling from Metro Research. I am conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. It's appreciated. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
I have two children half the time.
Two children. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Which of the following best describes the school your children will attend this coming school year? Would it be one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school,
yes,
a public school but outside Boston, a private school,
a
or home school?
District
school.
School.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Let's move on. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
My age is 52.
Yeah. 6'2". Thank you.
No, 5'2", actor.
5'2". Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're trying to get me in the grave, man.
Sorry about that, sir. No, nobody wants to do that. How would you describe your gender?
I self-identify as male.
Male, thank you. How would you describe your race?
I self-identify as white, Ukrainian, Irish.
Thank you, sir. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolling in the Boston public schools, what are the grades your children be entering this fall?
12th grade and 9th grade.
12th and 9th, right? Okay.
That's correct, actually.
Thank you. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is a district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Would you say very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Somewhat very satisfied. Okay, very well.
You're doing a Likert scale, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So the answer to all the questions will be very satisfied.
Okay.
Satisfied, neither satisfied or necessarily.
Right? Yeah, yes, that's the scale we're using. That's correct, sir.
In the interest of time, you ask me the question and let me answer it without you giving me the options.
This is a different grading right here. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 12th grade child at school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your 12th grade child at school? A, B, C,
A.
D, or A?
A.
Thank you.
A.
How about the Boston Public School as a whole? Overall, how would you grade the Boston Public School system using the same...
B.
B? Okay.
C as in cat.
C as in cat. Thank you, sir.
Right, because they fail the middle grade.
I see. Thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
I love the Wu train. I would give her, with regards to schools, though, I give her a B.
A B? Okay.
In general,
zero,
I like.
All right. Moving on. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is, quote, committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teachings in a world-class system of innovating, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System said that they, quote, partner with the community, families, and students, end quote. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all?
Not too well.
Not too well. Okay, I'm moving on. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, you can pick two choices. Would you say the parents, teachers, the students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community?
The teachers and the politicians.
Teachers and politicians. All right. Let's move on. Thank you, sir. You mentioned you had a child in 12th grade. For the next section, we are going to ask specifically about your 12th grade child. Let's move on. I know your time is important. How engaged do you want to be with your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all? Engaged.
Very engaged.
Very engaged. Thank you. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to live with your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all?
Somewhat engaged.
Somewhat engaged. Very well. As a partner of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System make it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
Disagree somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
My feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Let's move on. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at a school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned,
okay. And how concerned are you about your 12th grade child's physical safety while they are at the school? Very concerned, somewhat? Very concerned?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Does your grade child's school offer after-school sports or not?
It does, yes.
Okay, and would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
The right amount.
Right amount, okay. Does your 12th grade child school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not?
Yes.
They do? Okay. Would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
The right amount.
Right amount. Thank you so much.
But you
almost
have to understand, Hector, my son is at the Boston Latin School, which the system cares a great deal about, but it doesn't care about a lot of the other schools.
I see.
My son and daughter are getting a world-class education in a taxpayer-funded school. But that's not
amazing.
Everybody in the Boston Public School. Not everybody in BCS is getting that, right? Because we have a disproportionate amount of political leverage that is leveraged in favor of BLS that could be going to all schools.
I know that you're expressing your opinion, and that's valuable, sir. Does your 12th grade child have an individual education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No, he's not an IEP. No, okay.
Does your 12th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Yes? No. Thank you.
No.
Almost done, sir. For the next question, please think about your 9th grade child. Does your 9th grade child's school offer honors or AP classes or not?
9th grade child?
Yes, 9th grade, yes.
Hey, Greta! You guys get AP in the 9th grade? No.
Not offered, okay.
Not offered.
Thinking about you about this past school year, did you consider finding a new school for your ninth grade child? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Not. Okay. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a school for your ninth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like Boys and Girls Club? Would you consider that, yes or no?
Like, would I go for that as a plan?
If you considered enrolling your ninth grade child in such
a
school.
Oh, where it would be like a hybrid situation where it should be at BLS sometimes and might be at a different site other times?
Yeah, would you consider choosing a school for your ninth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers?
Yep, I consider that.
Okay, thank you. Almost done. If you were to seek out a new school for your ninth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. And the suggestions are, allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests. Would that be very appealing to you, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
Very appealing, okay. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. How
appealing.
Very appealing.
Very. Very.
Allows, very well. allows my child to move at their own pace.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Okay, let's move on. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
English alone? Very well.
Correct.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I have a doctorate.
Okay, so it's a PhD?
So they don't get any higher. It's that bottom circle.
Okay, very well, sir. Thank you so much. Last year, what was your total of family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category.
Wait. Our family income, because we're divorced, so the combined income of me and my former wife?
Yeah, from all sources before taxes. Stop me when I get to the right category. Is it below $25,000 to less than $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000, $150,000
or more? Hector,
thank
are you.
You
seeing a pattern here? Have you seen a pattern here? My family is affluent and white and privileged, and we get our kids all these resources. So as a result, our kids get to do well in school, and a lot of other people that don't have these resources get screwed.
Yeah, that's what you were expressing at the beginning, right? Okay, sir,
yeah.
this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Very much appreciated. Have a wonderful night, sir.
Good job, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.